Welcome, everyone. Akasha here. Welcome to Bliss Life Global Healing Series number 2 for 2020. And this time we're going to dive into an all new topic, soul purpose awakening. We're going to look at the secrets and the insights for this grand transformation that we're in. What does that mean? It means that this year is the first year we're really seeing it, easily seeing it, right? This grand transformation that's been prophesied by cultures and ancients for many, many, many thousands of years. And we're full in it now. It's a soul purpose awakening for each of us individually to really become our own individual authorities and tap into, accept, and embrace and express our true skills and our purpose, whether it's being a healer or a light worker or a psychic or just being more loving or being in a peaceful space and not being in relationships that you don't want anymore. So the beautiful thing about right now is that it's a shedding, it's a breakdown, it's a metamorphosis. We're in the cocoon, we're melting. And this grand transformation actually has a reason. So we happen to be in the middle of the COVID-19 virus pandemic. The globe is shut down at this point. We've had various levels of shutdown. There's very little travel. There's very little movement. Businesses are going out of business. People have been laid off. People are worried about their jobs, worried about their health. But bigger than that is we need to look underneath it and see the true energy that's happening. This is an unprecedented moment when scientists are even seeing that we have an evolutionary opportunity to leap. We're being all of the breaks that are normally there for us to grow and to ascend and to become more highly conscious and transform are taken away. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the deeper meaning behind all of this breakdown, all the fear, all of the crazy global shifts, all of the arguments, and the polarities that are coming both directions. So during this, it's going to be the most amazing insights. I recommend that you have a pad and paper and you also be somewhere quiet and sacred. Create your own sacred space. Light some incense, a candle, gather your favorite crystals, sit somewhere in nature. And when you're watching, when you're listening, be open and ready and receptive, because the awakening is in every moment. You never know when that aha is going to drop, when somebody is going to show up and tell you something that points you along your path to the next purpose. So let's go ahead and meet our amazing speaker, our amazing, beautiful woman of light, Joan of Angels, that we're going to talk to today. And I'm so excited to have you here, Joan. We've just gotten to know each other. We've got a lot in common. You are such a beautiful light. You've got these incredible paintings that you've channeled. You've been 40 years as a chiropractor and a healer and an advisor and a counselor. And there's just so many ways that you share your light and your insight. And I'm really excited today because you're going to talk to us today about the tools to increase your life force frequencies for inner peace. And so what we're going to do is dive into that topic and we're going to weave it for you guys into what's happening right now and how you can begin to decipher to tap into the deeper meaning of what is breaking down in your life, in your body, in your career, in your finances, in your relationships, or in the world. There's always a goodie on the other side. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here, Joan.
So what a beautiful introduction, Akasha, number one. And soul purpose, awakening, that's what's going on right now. And I'd like to start by just saying that I don't call it COVID anymore. I call it Corona. And I'll tell you why. Corona means light. Okay, what are we doing today? We're talking about bringing light into our life. Corona is, and that's the irony here. Corona is that beam of light that awakens us. And when it goes viral within us, all of our body is awake. We are alive. We are vital. We are shining. So within this whole element of a global shutdown, okay, where they're trying to turn off our light in every way possible, energetically, with our hugs, you know, with our connections. Now our job, this is really kind of coming through, but our job is to let our light go viral, to turn that light force switch back up. That's what I mean. You know, it's like, oh my God, because they've even taken away the essence of corona, crown, radiant, crown. Okay? We're in fear. They put us in fear in general. And what does that do? It turns off the light. So our job today, I think, is to help clarify for people how to turn that light back on, how to recognize what's going on, I think, and understand that we are in one of the greatest battles of Earth as Earthlings between dark and light, okay? Even in what I'm describing to you, that this virus that shut down the planet actually is all about light, shifting our energetics and awakening us. So that's how we can begin.
Yeah, excellent. Awesome. I know when it first started to come forward, I'm like, but corona means crown, and that virus lives inside of everyone. It's not new. It actually lives right here behind your ear.
Yes.
It's found in every person. You know, so all the way that the information's been tweaked and whatever the truth is, we'll never really know. But that whole idea, and this Mayan shaman shared with me that he said, don't blame this being of light, this virus. This is a messenger. This messenger isn't the problem. Right. He's here to awaken you. And it's such a different perspective. And I love what you were saying about taking the fear and really looking behind it. We have to wake up enough to get our head above water and above all the conversation and distractions.
Right. And even more important, okay, this is our personal and, of course, global grand initiation. And so what is this, an initiation? But it's an entering into a new dimensional frequency of light, of sound. And we have an opportunity to go in one of two directions. So if we think of the fact that we're sort of in a tunnel right now, you know, we're going from where we were transitioning to God knows where we're going to emerge. But it's like being in that cocoon of the butterfly, because honestly, here in the States, we're not going out so much. Although when you do, boy, it's so wonderful to see people. But it's like being in that cocoon. But it's your initiation into either darkness and fear or light and expansion and activation. There's two choices. So even us as light workers, those who are going to be listening to us, the first thing is that it's really coming into terms with our soul purpose. Why are we here? So many of us are volunteers. We came from elsewhere. We came from the stars. We chose to reincarnate this life to be of service for this year, for 2020, okay? Your whole life, regardless what happened, was a training for now, for the now. And I'm almost 72 years old, and I can tell you that I've been in training for almost 72 years. And several months ago, I had my own little panic attack, and then I had a voice. And this voice came and said, they knocked. You are Joan of Angels. Remember who you are. Okay, now I'm going to tell you that that's also your message. You're not Joan of Angels. You are who you are. You are the one who has that unique ability and skill to do only what you can do. So I'm listening to this voice wanting to go into my panic. You know, where's my clients? Where's the money? What am I going to do? Am I going to get sick? Well, okay, I heard this voice. This voice told me several things, and it's going to tell you several things. Number one, it is written in the book of life, when you will pass, my beloved friends. So nothing extraordinary is going to take you down. God and your angels and spirit will protect you no matter what, and your destiny will protect you because you have a soul contract to come here to help humanity. So you have a choice. So the voice showed me all that. They said, you are the only Joan of Angels right now on the planet. Are you going into hiding when you're needed? When you spent, first of all, almost 72 years preparing for today? And how many thousands, hundreds of millions of lifetimes, God knows, that you prepared for this? Now, I don't know about you guys. Maybe you don't believe in past lives or anything, but I don't want to come back. This is the hardest place. I had a healer come to me, and he did a reading for me, and he said, Joan, he said, you agreed to come here. They offered you hazard pay, long vacations, okay, and extra special bonuses just for showing up. You can do this, my friends. If I can do this, you can do this. We can do this collectively. And that's what the voice said to me. Joan of Angels, are you going to go embarrass yourself once again and hide in the closet, which is one of my histories? Or are you going to fight? Like, and you're almost 72. This is your time. What are you going to do? Wait till 2090, you know, or when you're like 4,000 years into this again? Okay, I know I'm being passionate. If you could relate this to you, that your guides and your angels and your spirit beings are saying, you came for this. You were born for this. Wake up. Wake up now. Because otherwise this transformation and ascension is going to happen and you're going to still be there going, oh my God, I feel terrible. I'm going to die. Oh, don't touch me. Go away. You have two choices. Now, I'm sorry if I'm passionate. But I am.
No, why would you be sorry for that? It's amazing. It's awesome. That's the kind of energy everybody needs.
I am so excited to share, because here's the thing about soul purpose, okay? When you remember who you are, okay, like the voice tapped me, said, Joan of Angels, wake up. When you remember who you are, your purpose, your mission, your destiny, then you will in turn, of course, awaken and activate that. But those people who've been asleep waiting for you will then get activated and awaken, because you see, you have a tribe waiting for you to do your soul purpose. Like Joan of Angels tribe, you have a tribe. Your tribe is sitting there going, oh my God, I'm miserable. How am I going to get out of this? Well, they're waiting for you with your message, because there's contracts to activate everyone down the line. We pay these miracles forward. That's how the light grows. So if you were to join me, here's how I handle this. You want a special technique that they showed me? What do you think? Should I give them the special technique? All right, I will. So here's what I like to show people. Oh, we kind of lost Akasha, but I suspect she'll come back. So I'm gonna hold my own here. So what I like to do is I like to imagine that I'm up in the upper echelons of the heavenly realms, okay? And I am looking down on planet Earth. Well, that already gives me a new perspective, guys, because here I am looking down on planet Earth. I love it. So you can see different things. So let's talk about light. When people raise their light frequency, if we're sitting up here looking down, we could see it as light beams and tau. You see, Akasha came back. Beams of light.
Yeah, I don't know if it recorded you, because I got kicked completely off.
It continued recording, and I was brilliant, as I talk about, and I'm going to repeat it for you. Sitting up, listen, I live in the desert. We go in and out of frequency all the time. Yeah. But if we sit up in the heavenly realms, okay, which is a place of more neutrality, and we look down at the earth, we can see what's going on. So one of the things I love to look at is how we can raise light frequency, because we could sit down and we can look at little beams of light. That's how the extraterrestrials and the spirit guides do it. They look down and they see pockets of light. So imagine if we're sitting up there and we can not only grow our own light frequency, our vitality, but we could help those people around us by waking them up. If you could do, if you're in your soul purpose, and you're the only one who can be you, and you turn around and awaken me, oh my God. And I could turn around and awaken then. We could almost see it as if we're looking down on the earth and we see Christmas lights going up all around the globe. The day that there's more Christmas lights up on that globe, beaming and shining bright, it's beyond that 100 monkey theory. It is when we shift the planet, the dark cannot exist with this light. And so it behooves us to really work on this initiation that Spirit has granted us, the most amazing opportunity that I'm in an initiation process at the same time Akasha is, and the same time some of you are. And so when I work with my clients, it's all about why are you here? What's your purpose? Where do you come from? What's your assignment here on this planet? And how do we help you let go of everything in your way to do that? Because you're doing it frees me and Akasha and the people right behind us. And so
yeah. It is. And what's so important about what you're saying is that so many people, this is a global thing, right? We've had cultures for hundreds of years that instill us with guilt to feel like if I want to do good for the world, I do stuff for other people, not for me. And I put myself last, right? And I get stressed and exhausted and so on and so forth. So the idea that the absolute best way for you to help the whole world, including yourself, is to work on yourself, is to take that time in stillness so you can listen, is to listen to those voices, or to begin to allow yourself or do some training and meditating, work with someone like Joan, find a way to open those pathways and become who's coming or going, and become a channel for the information that's downloading right now. There's so much information under the surface, but you can't listen to the drama, right? You can't listen to the fear. Right. So you talk a lot about your vitality and your life force and your frequency. And so we know energy is frequency and everything is energy. So we all have our own unique frequency. I call it your soul signature frequency. And we're always looking for more energy, physically, more clarity, right? More ideas, more inspiration, more solutions, more trust, more peace, inner peace. So share with us more about the different ways that this interesting situation that we're in is actually directing us towards ways that we can increase that life force.
So I'll teach you a little bit about my angel process, okay, which is a physical process. Before I get there, I really want to go back to this subject of what is mastery. Mastery is listening to that inner intuitive guidance that directs you. And it's doing it, and so it's like needing to clear what's in your way so you can hear it. And so you can absolutely trust that voice within, because that honestly is the key that you can. So as a chiropractor, you know, I used to hold these lectures twice a month, and I used to really, my phrase was leaping over tall buildings in a single bound faster than the speed of light, which was like Superman's thing, right? And I would tell everyone, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to teach you. And I wasn't spiritually aware at that time, but it was like, how do you align your body, your body, your mind, your spirit, so you can do what you came here to do? That's all I care about, okay? Because nothing's worse than having these brilliant ideas, getting ready to implement them, and then you fall flat because you don't have either the spiritual willpower and focus or the physical vitality. So they're all important. So about a year or two ago, I started working on a program with my clients that combined my chiropractic work, get this, with my spiritual oracle work. Believe it or not, there's a way to connect them. And so in true chiropractic, what you're doing when you adjust someone is you're actually turning on their life force. And you're connecting them to innate intelligence. What is innate intelligence? It's source coming through us. Celestial energy, spirit, you know, our intuition, 101 things. But it was innate intelligence. And so there is one place in your body that controls the flow of all information coming through you. And that is, if you don't mind, put your hands right behind your head. Akasha, do it with me. And where the top of your head meets your neck, there's two vertebrae. One is the atlas. It looks like this, it's sort of like pointy. And the other is the axis. It's a little round thing. Well, believe it or not, when they go the wrong ways and pinch, innate intelligence can't communicate with you. It's hard. You feel like you can't receive your information. You become in confusion. Your cells in your body don't even receive information. So I was talking to one of my friends. It was like, well, she had a terrible headache. You know, she wasn't connected. And I said, let me try. Now I'm driving in the car. And, you know, best things happen driving. I said, let me see if I can actually do a sort of mini, a big major chiropractic atlas adjustment, move that energetically so your energy could heal. So believe it or not, it actually literally worked, and I designed a program that I call your master switch, okay, where we turn that on. So that's another thing to have, because it's not just the vitamins and the herbs, it's actually your own power and strength, your own master switch that's going to control the flow of everything into your fingertips, your heart, your lungs, your toes. So I learned how to do it in a new way. And some people, then I went on to read that some people say that that's the angel switch. If you want to communicate to your angel, you can energetically get that switch turned on. And so it was really pretty powerful to discover that I could do it online, that I can do some of my chiropractic energy healing work without people being here. And that one is your life purpose, what you're here to do, how you get your messages, your energy, your wings, your willingness to leap over tall buildings in a single bound. To do this, guys, because this is your time. You're not good. This is your time to gather those gifts that you've been given. Really kind of think about them. List them out if you have to, so you can remember, oh my God, I'm here to do this work. I did a reading for this beautiful woman the other day, and her husband's there, my friend Antonia's here. She whispers to me, I have a question for you. I said, well, what is it? She said, with all that I'm doing and that's going on, do you think I should continue my mediumship training? Okay. And I went like, blank, yes. Oh my God, this is what is keeping you sane. Your ability to receive that information, how do you think you're understanding the right steps for you to take? I'm telling you that if you trust the guides, your guidance, your inner intuitive voice, you will show up at the right place at the right time, in the right exact second, to uncover and unveil your destiny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's so interesting how we're being, like you were saying before, we're being almost forced into having to go within, right? Because yes. We can't go out, you know, the land is resting here where I live in the Yucatan, the pyramids and the jungles where I've done sacred ceremony so much, they're resting, you're not allowed to go there. And I can feel them, you know, we're all being given that opportunity. It's not pleasant sometimes, you know, people are going through challenges, being alone or being with certain people in the same house. But eventually, right, you drop down, and when you are able to flip a switch and allow that life force in, it's completely different. Plus it raises you in your state of consciousness higher, and you can hear more. And then the more you figure out, oh, I'm hearing something, the more you can hear, because everyone hears messages in different ways. Can you give us some tips people could use now on how to recognize when they're receiving a message or begin to open it more. I know people receive in different ways. I used to be very jealous of people who had visions. It took me many, many years, and now I'm just like a movie theater, you know?
Right. I wish you had a camera in there. I wish I had a video camera that captured.
Oh man, if I could have a video camera in my head, it would be perfect. Yes, exactly.
So, you know, I've been teaching my clients a little bit about this too, okay? Because it's very, very important. And my guides, when I started painting, okay, I started painting because I heard this voice that said, paint 33 angels in 30 days. We'll give you your next instruction after, basically. And I freaked out. 30, you know, that's oil paintings, 33 canvases, you know, hard work. And they kept saying that. And I finally said yes. And when I said yes, then the book fell off the shelf that said, your call for angelic assistance has been heard. We're here. That's step one. And then the second time it fell open, it was to be one of the chosen ones you must choose. So I want to give you a guide into this. It's like I am choosing to listen to the voice within. I'm choosing to be guided by my destiny. So number one, actually, you have to affirm it. You just have to affirm it. But number two, you probably out there are all getting messages almost 24/7. We are constantly being bombarded. The issue is how to hear it, okay? And number two, acting upon it. Because my guide said to me very specifically, we're not going to tell you what to do with all this art till you paint it. Don't even dream of going one step ahead of you, because you would not listen. In those days, I didn't know I'd get the name Joan of Angels. Really? Are you kidding? I might have hidden in my closet for more lifetimes. And so would you, if you knew what they had in store for you, which is, by the way, what they have in store for you is that little secret dream and fantasy you have had your whole life about what you can do, the magical person, man or woman or being that you are. So it's so ironic that they're actually, you know, saying, come on, we could do it. We could do it. We can do it. So it's your action steps. It is. It's your action steps. It's your willingness to say, okay, I'm going to trust and do it. They're not going to do anything that's going to be contrary to your ethics, values, or anything, honest to goodness. But it may feel new and unique, honestly. When I took the name Joan of, when I was given the name Joan of Angels, guys, well, I was excited the day she gave it to me because it's like the earth stopped. I was like, yes. You know, I thought she was going to say Joan of Arc, you know, my mentor, everything. It was Joan of Angels, and I went stunned. But I want you to know something. For the first 3 years, if someone would say, well, who are you? I'd go, Joan of Angels. Oh, I'd be so embarrassed. Because I couldn't see myself as that person, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so my training was to learn how to hold the energy. And that's your training, to learn how to hold your power, to get trained on what you're here to do, to develop your special gifts and skills, to take your place, to say yes when you hear something that says, okay, move to El Paso, your people are there, or go to Mexico. You know, I was telling Akasha, I moved to Mexico years ago. I started a group called Baja Paranormal. It was my destiny. I woke up many people down there. We are called. Listen to it. It's a little still voice, like Robert Frost used to say. I didn't even know what that meant back then. Yeah. You have it. If you're here with us today, you have it, my loves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that when I got the name Akasha, I wouldn't use it.
Right.
And I wouldn't use it either. And I'd been, I don't know, 15 years or more on my spiritual path. It wasn't like a weird thing. But first, people who would go to Egypt and places with me kept telling me, you have a spiritual name. And I go, yeah, I know, but I don't know what it is. I was blocking hearing it because there was my upbringing that told me that that's being vain and drawing attention to yourself. And that's right. And then I took it on, but I didn't tell anybody. And then I used it as my last name. And it wasn't until just last year that I was very clear that it's just Akasha, just get over it. Like you said, learn to hold the energy and be willing to have that as part of your identity and not worry what other people think.
There's another thing.
So I would like to hear that part from you. This is such a common thing. And I think for many people, one of the hardest things to release or transform are the programs.
Okay. So we're not hearing the question because we froze again. Modern technology, she's about to come back.
And when you do in bright, oh, you're back, okay.
Phew, I didn't hear the question except how do we hold that vibration?
Well, yeah, when you hold the vibration of, okay, this is who I am, whether it's your spiritual name or whatever, but so many people have the fear of, well, what will other people think? Which is right why we were like, oh, I don't want to tell people that's my name, you know? Maybe you're embarrassed and you came from an upbringing that looks down on crystals and light work and angels and all of these concepts of past lives. And you know that you're going to be outcast from your family, or maybe you just are afraid that the voices are telling you something bad. So how do you do that? What are some ways that you've done that over your many years of training to release what other people think and embody what it is that you're here to do?
So that's the best question ever, okay? And I have 100 answers for it, but I'm really gonna give you this one, okay? Every morning in my chiropractic office, and I had a very busy chiropractic office, but every morning I'd go into the office early, 5:30 in the morning before my staff would get there, because I was just there for people. I'd sit in my office and I would meditate and I would call in the master healer who was my guide, okay? So the first step is to know that mission that you have is actually sanctioned by some guide, vision, you know, a guide, an angel, a spirit being, a past life, whatever that is, it's being given to you. And so I help people connect to that. So you actually know the highest purpose of why you were chosen to be Joan of Angels, why you were chosen to be Akasha. And believe it or not, it has nothing to do with your ego. It has to do with the fact that you've probably spent a million years training with these skills. And even though you may not remember that, you've been in deep training, deep training, deep training. And so the key is to allow, see my cell phone confirms it. The key is to allow yourself to hear that. And until you get to that point, so for years, psychics would say to me, Joan, really, you should be on my side of the table. And I had an ego about that. It's like, oh, look at me, I'm psychic. Yeah, I'm psychic. Well, you know, that was my ego, and that became a liability because I wasn't working it. So I'm going to repeat it again. You have special skills and gifts only you can do. There's a reason you have them. You might find it in a name like Akasha, or you might be told you're to do this special work. The key is to spend your lifetime developing your skills to manifest that. Because I'm going to tell you that the greatest sorrow is when we get ready to pass and we have to sit with our tribe. You know, we go to heaven and they say, well, did you accomplish what you came here to do? And then you have to go, well, it was really, now can you imagine this? I'm sorry, it was so hard on earth, I couldn't do it. So that was a non-acceptable answer to me. I'm sharing with you, by the way, things that I've learned, I've been shown, and then I teach my clients, because why? Honestly, I've been told I'm the visionary's visionary, because I can help you see why you're that visionary. And it's critical that you do you. No one is going to take your place. There's no other Akasha like Akasha, okay? My case, there's no other Joan of Angels right now, okay? So who's going to do it if I don't? And worse, it's going to really feel awful on the other side, okay? Go through this grand initiation and all this suffering and all this trial and tribulation and then do it again, no thanks. So those are, you know, that last part, no thanks, that is also part of the toolbox. It's your commitment. Yeah. It's messy right now, guys. This planet is a messy place. Get in the sandbox and clear it out. Do what you came here to do. Turn that switch on. Get your light. Why? Because dark has been spreading through this planet, and we have an opportunity now to go corona, to go viral, to be that coronavirus. Isn't that interesting? We can become that corona, go viral, and be that light and connect all around the world. So I love what you're doing, Akasha. This is wonderful.
Great. That was perfect. I love it. Yes, it's so important right now that there's somebody that you find, whoever you are we're talking to, that you connect to, that you feel safe with, that you resonate with, that can show you, you know, can connect you or show you or gift you with this kind of information, because people are inundated with this fear, this constant conversation about who's to blame and what it is and all that. It's such a distraction. And so the beautiful thing is, yes, this is even more than ever the opportunity to step into the reason you're here and let it go. Don't worry about what people think. I have 3 clients right now that are heavily embedded in family, you know, lots of family and everybody having an opinion in their lives. And we all know that there's nothing wrong with family, but the way that we've been living on the planet as families and as those families ruling us or bullying us or those patterns being passed down, that's no longer what's going or moving into. We have to do what you've been talking about, Joan, is move up, you know, to our crown, remember who we truly are, and then find our path and our purpose, regardless of whether our family likes it, our church likes it, our culture likes it, our husband, our ex-husband, our children, our friends. It isn't a path of popularity. It's a path of purpose, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And when that's your bliss, you know, and when you don't, that's a recipe for disaster. That's depression, addiction, moodiness, anxiety, anger, because you're not listening you have a mandate. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, share with us your special free gift for everybody.
So years ago, when my children and I lost everything, we became our little mastermind tribe, and we formed a group called the Miracle Makers Club. And we learned how to shift into miracles in our life. And we did. My 10-year-old, my 8-year-old, and myself. And so I have the gift I have for you is a 30-day miracle journey that includes some of those things that we worked with, what I call the miracle path, tools for you to every day for 30 days, tune into where you're at, confirm it, and increase that level, and that will increase your frequency, by the way, because you're asked to record all the little miracles, the mini miracles that happen all day long, and to start to think outside the box. So it's called the 30 Days to Your Miraculous Life. And when you sign up on my email list, I will send it to you.
Great. Well, and what is your website?
The website is, of course, joanofangels.com. Embracing it, joanofangels.com. And I'm the only one.
I love it. Right? That's great. So we're also going to have these for you, the interviews, the audios, the videos, the free gifts, everything for you on our special page. So make sure that you get that. And wow, this has been so much fun. I can tell that if you and I got together, we'd stay up all night. We'd be talking and making magic and just having so much fun. So what a joy to meet a beautiful light like you who's been training and bringing this pathway for everybody for so long, and not just this life, many lives. Thank you so much for your joy, your beautiful energy, your light, your paintings. And what would you like to leave us with? One more little beautiful message before we close.
We came here, guys, to collectively do this, to literally lift up the planet, to free it into the frequency of light, of joy, of personal optimism and freedom. And we have one opportunity, and that is why you are here. So take advantage, do it, say yes. You may not understand, but you know, go back and listen. And listen to this series, because I know it's going to be chock full of how to awaken your soul purpose. And reach out to me. Reach out to people like me to do the work of soul awakening, because that's why coronavirus is here. It is.
Fantastic. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks so much. All right, everyone. So we will see you in the next interview. Make sure that you get the whole series. And if you sign up, we will also give you the link to the last series on energy medicine, which was quite amazing. We had everything from musicians and quantum healers and lots of crystal bowl healers and lots of processes for you to look at. And make sure that you find a pathway that lights you up. So if you open up that crown, you let corona, not necessarily have to get the virus, right? But the opportunity to rise above, this is the higher, right? These two are the highest chakras you have, personal chakras, right? Then we move into the interpersonal chakras. And this is where we are. The Mayans built these 9-step pyramids, and each step represented a step in evolution. And the bottom was really big. It took a long time. And then the next was smaller and smaller. Well, we've actually reached the top of that pyramid. And that tiny little temple at the top is the level of unity. So I want you to invite you to begin to think about unity. This is unity, not just in races, of course, and gender and all kinds of other things, but unity within yourself. Accept yourself, love yourself. Listen to yourself, right? Listen to that and have a beautiful and blessed day. Take these beautiful angel energies with you. Namaste. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Put this up.